Pandemic Flea Market yang bakal berlangsung pada awal tahun ini di Sapura Mines menawarkan ruang-ruang booth kepada mereka yang ingin memaparkan produk dan barangan untuk dijual kepada orang ramai. Sekiranya anda berminat untuk menjual produk menarik maupun ingin mendalami idea-idea kreatif usahawan tempatan, daftar di ruangan contact us di sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, PROPERTY.com.my.
Korang tengah layan podcast Amans, sebahagian dari jaringan podcast di Amans ni. Apa khabar semua? Aku Bapis.
Aku Yim.
Yes, okay. Untuk sesi kali ini, kita mulakan dengan segmen pertama, apa berita terbesar minggu ni? Okay, aku dengan Yim banyak bercakap tentang energy efficient vehicles, not just in the region tetapi juga di Malaysia secara specifically. And untuk berita terbesar minggu ni, ada satu laporan yang telah menyatakan bahawa Produa ingin manufacture ataupun ingin keluarkan the most affordable EV di Malaysia. Itu adalah sasaran ataupun rasa visi yang dilahirkan oleh Produa's President and CEO Dato' Zainal Abidin Ahmad. Dan perkara ini dikongsikan beliau dalam Produa's 2022 Outlook Media Conference, di mana beliau ditanyakan soalan tentang apakah future Produa dan juga EV. Dan jawapan beliau adalah pihak Produa sekarang tengah melihat ataupun mendalami kajian bersama partner mereka, rakan-rakan kongsi, iaitu Daihatsu. Mereka sedar tentang requirement dan juga sasaran yang telah diletakkan oleh pihak kerajaan, which is carbon neutrality by 2050, which is like that's like 30 years from now. But dalam jawapan beliau menyatakan bahawa roadmap dan lebih butiran tentang vehicle-vehicle ini akan dikongsikan di masa hadapan. Tapi for me, of course, right now is all in the air, kan? Masih lagi idea, masih lagi plan dan sebagainya, roadmap dan sebagainya. But at least the intention is there, yeah? Don't you think is something exciting?
It is so exciting. Do you know CNET tak? CNET the publication?
Yes, CNET.
Alright, so CNET covers mostly tech, right? And then they cover laptops, phones, they cover Meta, they cover VR, they cover 5G, they cover everything. The greatest thing of late that they did was a video about 20 minutes long mengisahkan apa tau? Kenderaan-kenderaan model EV yang akan dikeluarkan untuk tahun 2022.
Okay.
Dia punya hook tu yang menyebabkan aku tengok video tu adalah tahun 2022 adalah tahun hampir kesemua syarikat
automotive
kereta akan memperkenalkan EV. Model EV.
Wow.
Yang terlalu banyak. Yang 20 minit tu, CNET punya video dekat YouTube, is actually rapid fire, bro. Okay, today Toyota will do this, Volvo this, Bima this, Ferrari pun ada EV akan keluar ni. Aku makan. Aku makan. What do you call this? Lunch kan? Lunch aku tengok YouTube lah. Tak sempat bro, 20 minit. Aku macam lepas, sebab aku nak buat mental note lah kan. BMW keluar ni, Merc keluar ni, something like that. These are the brands I know. And then, you move to American brands, Dodge, Chevrolet. Itu dah kita dah macam goyang dah kan. Tiba-tiba syarikat-syarikat yang memang confirm aku tak tahu bro.
Semua keluar EV.
Semua keluar. Okay, and the story is this. All these car companies are rushing out their EV models right now for this year, right? And then, of course, you have Tesla, who has been around for quite some time, but Tesla is coming out with the Super Truck, which is a new class, I guess, for them. And it doesn't look like 22 is going to be an answer for them, probably 23. And according to CNET, they are going to see speculations of this being pushed further down because, as we know, Tesla dua benda. Ada baik buruk. Baik, Tesla Model S dan sebagainya semua dahsyat-dahsyat belaka. Buruk, tak pernah menepati sasaran pengeluaran jadual. Tak pernah.
Oh, always delayed.
Okay. Always delayed and always overpromise. This is the thing about, what's his name?
Elon Musk.
Alright, it's always the case. Okay. So, never mind. Tesla is like that. Moving along, The story is that kenapa syarikat Malaysia Proton dengan Produa tak keluarkan apa-apa? I think because they are still stuck in 21st century lah. I mean 20th century. I think right now we need to understand
they're still
that
in 2005. They're still in 2005.
They are. All right. So when the information like this comes out, it's important that we need to appreciate that applause and everything must come out. Terima kasih kerana Produa is, by the way, one of the best cars I have ever owned. I owe my life to them. I was in a bad accident twice in a Produa. And both the Produa that I was in actually kind of saved my life. I was a kid and therefore, I wasn't like thinking straight. Party satu malam, drive, tak tidur, lepas tu drive, langgar. Semualah. Right? But Produa is a good car. It's a fantastic car. But it's a cheap car. Alright, let's face it, right? And I want my kids to, to have the best cars possible. But assuming that they can't have, I would highly recommend a Produa. It's really a damn good car. So if they come out with the infrastructure of the Daihatsu ke apa benda ke, they come out with an EV model, I would presume it would be as good as a typical Kancil, Kelisa, whatever you have.
But
right?
Aku rasa if Produa can come out with less than 120,000 ringgit EV model, aku rasa...
No, bro. Produa punya pricing will never be like that. Produa punya pricing will be 50,000-60,000, bro.
Yeah, but...
50,000-60,000.
But you've never heard of a 60,000 EV vehicle, right?
I mean... No, that's why dia punya keluar headline. No, the headline is they want to produce Malaysia's most affordable EV car. The only if Proton says that, nobody would buy because, well, Proton has some issues, right?
X70,
okay? If Toyota or whatever, Honda or whatever says that, we're going to come up with an affordable EV car, people are still going to think, okay, all right, EV from Honda will probably be about 90. But if Produa says we're going to come up with an affordable EV car, it will be 50,000. It will be. Because it's Produa.
There'll be exciting lah to see.
It would be very exciting. I can't wait for this to happen.
Because
now the question is, bila? By the time dia keluar 2028, 2029, 2030, dia tak payahlah. Benda tak payahlah. Orang by that time dah terbang dah.
But then if they can get it out by 2025, they'll be very impressive lah. They can get it up. By
yes. Oh, yes. They would be very impressive. But the secondary story is this. And this is important. Suruhanjaya Tenaga. Sebab Suruhanjaya Tenaga, baru-baru ni kan konon nak tingkatkan tarif. Lepas tu bila orang ngamuk, dia tak naikkan tarif. Lepas tu nak kaitkan dengan inflasi dan sebagainya. I mean, if you have EV, and then the inflation rate hits our electricity, and then the electricity tariffs go high, then what's the point? Might as well letak aja dinosaur, apa, bones inside my car through petrol. Okay? So, government, you must respond in kind. Okay? Already, we're not seeing superchargers on the streets because you don't want to invest in infrastructure. Okay, fine, I get it. Market-driven, private company, capitalistic nature. Let's push the buck back to petrol pump companies like Shell or Petronas or Exxon or what, or Petron, to put the EV chargers there. Okay, fine. You don't want to do that part. Okay.
Do this
but
part.
But make electricity cheap through good electricity policy. Kita mahukan, hendakkan dan memerlukan dasar electricity yang membenarkan tarif kekal rendah.
But,
untuk pengguna seperti aku yang ada EV ni, untuk terus menggunakan EV.
But it's like they say, right? Perdana Menteri dah outline Malaysia carbon neutral by 2050. These are the sort of policies yang you have to tackle lah in order to make sure. Tak guna juga kalau nak carbon neutral, but then everything else you can't equalize, then tak guna lah, kita tak dapat guna teknologi tersebut. Anyways,
aku dah temu ramah Suruhanjaya Tenaga baru ni. Commissioner. I don't know lah, bro. I don't know lah. Not convincing. not convincing. That's all I can say.
Yeah, sometimes it's the imagination, right? Sometimes you need to have a clear vision.
Oh, I wasn't imagining. It was not. Dude.
Yeah, lah. He just duduk sana, and then just like blah blah blah. I'm the chairman. Da, da, da. It's not like okay.
Yeah,
how
and then
do we
you
get?
And then you walk away. Yeah, so after the interview, we walk away and we're like, what just happened? Did I get, you know, macam tu lah, macam ni, macam you masuk you punya condo, you jumpa kawan you dekat lift, lepas tu ataupun you jumpa guard, lepas tu you cerita sikit, lepas tu you masuk lift, you naik atas, lepas tu you're like, you jumpa bini you, kan, dekat keluar lift, lepas tu, I jumpa Mak Peace. Oh, kat mana kat lift? Sembang apa? Apa dia? Sembang apa?
Kau dah tahu.
Anu, apa tadi? Apa tadi saya sembang? macam tu. That was it. That was the reaction.
That wasn't good. That's definitely not a good vibe to get after.
Yeah. It wasn't unpleasant. I wasn't like angry.
Yeah.
Like, he said something very, you know, abrasive. Ataupun I wasn't like, he didn't come across as like, you know, like, oh my God, this guy. It was like a fart in the wind. It's macam tu aja.
Ouch. Let's hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen seterusnya. Apa lagi berita besar minggu ni?
Di Sapura Mines, majlis perkahwinan impian anda boleh menjadi nyata. Dewan Agam di Sapura Mines mampu memuatkan sehingga 2,000 jemputan. Besar atau kecil majlis idaman anda, Sapura Mines mampu merealisasikannya. Kawasan parkir yang disediakan amat luas bagi menempatkan kesemua hadirin pada hari istimewa anda. Anda juga boleh memilih caterer pilihan bagi menepati cita rasa terkini. Untuk maklumat lanjut, sila layari sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y.com.my.
Okay, kembali ke podcast Aman bersama aku, Mak Peace dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen kedua. Apa lagi berita terbesar minggu ni? We are still on the issue of clean energy, or rather the topic of clean energy, but we are going moving to the United States, ataupun more specifically this laporan from South China Morning Post. Biden, President Amerika Syarikat Joe Biden, extends Trump-era solar tariffs on China. But they also loosen some in not to clean energy efforts. Like kita tahu, U.S. President have a green agenda also, or that's how he's selling it. But you can see, based on this report, the U.S. President also doubled an import quota on solar cells to 5 gigawatts, allowing a greater number of imported cells used by domestic manufacturers. Of course, labor unions memberi sokongan kepada import restriction sebab nak protect domestic jobs. And this is because the solar industry relies in large part of cheap panels imported from China and other countries. And apparently, we are one of those countries other than Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean, this is an ongoing one. You kena faham, geopolitics for the US is very tricky. Ukraine is facing intense pressure. I mean, when we talk about geopolitics, you would be better at this than me. But just to recap, Ukraine is increasing the risk. Russia is deploying. US wants still to be seen as the biggest cowboy in town. But then, you know, nobody seems to be listening to US when it comes to the Ukraine foreign policy.
I think Russia baru sign. I wouldn't call it an MOU lah, but more like an alliance with China, right?
Recently. Yeah. And then of course there is this whole I don't know what you call this, like an alliance with Russia, with all the stans, Uzbek, Kazakhstan, aku tak ingat dah nama dia. And then of course like France and Germany has their own shit that they need to deal with, and then UK. UK. Masalah betul. NHS the problem. Boris Johnson. Ada parti dekat rumah dia. Orang dunia ada COVID, kau sibuk parti. I mean, everybody has their own issues, right?
Yeah.
On top of this, China is making overtures against Taiwan. China is cracking down on the tech sector, still cracking down. Tapi all these analysts yang aku temu ramah, semua macam delusional, semua cakap, oh no, the crackdown dah habis dah. it's okay. Dah tak, no more.
Are you serious?
Cakap habis Alibaba. Ya, like, am I reading the same shit as you are? Because
aku rasa it's just the beginning.
Yeah, tapi the problem is this. They call themselves the expert in Chinese equities for tech sector. Aku itulah. Tak ada. Aku just podcaster. So, takkan dia...
Pemberhati. You know,
kalau...
Pemberhati.
Kalau dia pemberhati, pakar analisis, aku pemerhati, dan dia kata, chill bro, no problem. I mean, I have to like... aku ke yang gila?
What am I looking at here?
Ke aku baca benda yang lain kan? So shit is happening, right? And then on top of this, macam aku cakap, Biden konon-konon ada agenda, green agenda, apa semua. I don't buy it lah. I mean, come on. You know, we don't even know if he's going to stand for re-election.
He needs to sound sexy, right? And that's the sexy thing at the moment. I think lah.
He doesn't even sound congruent, bro. Kau tengok tak Stephen Colbert every night, Mondays to Fridays. Tengok dia perli Joe Biden. Dia macam... It's a grandpa lah cakap, you know, tak penik, tak penuh, tak habiskan ayat, cakap something, lepas tu something else comes into mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all that lah.
He's, you know, he's like over 75 or something like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I put it this way lah, for a 75-year-old man to sound like that, it's rather impressive.
As a president,
And you're not the leader of Malaysia, you know. I mean, Mahathir retired when he was 75 as prime minister, first round. But you know, I mean, he is president. Biden is president of the U.S.
Yeah.
So the whole world is watching, and you know, you're not just representing Americans. You're really quite literally representing democracy around the world. So if you can't be congruent, then people are looking elsewhere. Mm. And what other democratic global leader that you can speak of, honestly, other than the president of the United States as the bearer of the bastion of democracy? You look at the EU, maybe. You look at the chancellor, the German chancellor, whom I don't even know who the guy is now. I mean, I read about him, the name before, but I think that.
Olaf Scholz.
Yes. Okay. Maybe the president of France, maybe Justin Trudeau, prime minister of Canada, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the president the prime minister of India, maybe lah. But
Modi.
People still look at.
Modi ji.
Yeah, I mean, because 1.3 billion democracy...
Just by sheer numbers. Yeah,
but people still look at, you know, good versus bad, you know, Dark Lord versus the Lord of Light, Jedi versus the Sith. So if you look at this yin and yang shit, then, you know, American president versus president of Russia or president of China, you know, that kind of thing, right? But it seems like the president of China and the president of Russia seems to be all there, seems to be all perfect, naik kuda, tak ada baju, you know, that kind of thing,
horseback riding,
cacacela, you know, happy, you know, strong, macho, you know, on a boat, yacht with beautiful girls with champagne, wow, you know. And then Joe Biden is that. So that...
Doesn't inspire confidence.
Naik tangga masuk Air Force One pun boleh tersungkur. Allahu Akbar. I mean, yalah.
To air is human.
Tapi every day you err 10 million times, right? So you fall back to that news that you brought up, right?
Yeah.
Which is Biden tentang China. They extend solar tariff on China. They loosen some tariffs to push forward a clean agenda or green energy. I mean, yeah, but essentially, let's face it, China will do whatever they want to do, and then they have a million and one things to circumvent. Yeah. So this is just posturing and signaling.
Yeah,
it is not rather addressing the problems at hand. Kau ingat yang EV yang kita, yang cerita baru je cerita tadi 10 minit tadi? Semua pakai apa? Semua pakai... tank tong gas ke pakai bateri?
Yeah.
Pakai bateri.
Yalah,
so siapa buat bateri ni? Banyak-banyak ni, Brib. Beratus juta kereta kenderaan EV ni yang kita nak letak kat jalan ni tahun 2022 ni. Bateri nak dapat mana, Brib?
Susah.
Nak beli dekat Speedmart 99. Boleh. Speedmart 99 dapat dari mana?
Bateri ku.
So the issue here is all the batteries are going to be made in China.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the facts.
All these kereta-kereta yang sampai macam aku cakap tadi, Ferrari apa semua, is all going to be made in China. Right? And of course, when we talk about battery, we're talking about raw iron, we're talking about nickel, we're talking about lithium, is going to be mined out of third world countries like Indonesia, okay? Like Australia, maybe not Australia, not third world country, but it's still going to be mined out of Australia. So now the question is, who's owning those mines, right? It's still going to be China. Mm. And it's still going to be supplied or managed logistically by Chinese inventory managers. At every single point in time, it's going to be China, 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 China. And then the car is going to be driven by an American. Mm. So back to end user, right? So if you want to hit China on all these tariffs, on green policy, on all this rubbish,
you're hitting your own people.
Yes, exactly. You're hitting your own people. Simple.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long, long drawn out topic, definitely. Kita will definitely keep an eye on it. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen ketiga, teman Amans.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Pizza juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen ketiga, segmen teman Amans. Seperti biasa, aku dan Yem akan cuba menjawab soalan daripada pendengar-pendengar yang telah dihantarkan ke email us@amans.my. Ulang sekali lagi, us@amans.my. Dan untuk sesi kali ini, aku rasa soalan yang cukup menarik kerana melibatkan internet. Kita dengar dulu soalan untuk teman Amans kali ini.
Hai, saya Lokman dari KL. Saya nak bertanya tentang Starlink Premium yang ditawarkan oleh SpaceX. Baru-baru ni saya ada terbaca di berita harga pasaran untuk 500 Mbps boleh mencecah sehingga RM2,100. Jadi soalan saya kepada Mat Peace dan Yem adalah sama ada korang rasa benda ni boleh berjaya ataupun tidak? Sebab saya rasa harganya agak tinggi kan?
Yes, aku dengan Yem baru saja. I would say baru lah. Kita always spoke about this. Yem, Starlink ni memang, I believe you have registered actually for Starlink, kan?
Aku dah registered for Starlink. And first of all, Starlink is good. It's Elon Musk punya thing. And I've registered for it. But what I was
but
so
the price
shocked
is, a bit, is... Yeah, the price is...
For 500 megabit per second, I mean, that's a bit too much lah. I mean, yeah, I was a bit shocked lah. Dah lah, aku kena deposit. Aku deposit $100. It is ridiculous. But, you see, I'm a dumb guy. I really am. And, there is something in me. Ada macam terdetik sesuatu di dalam aku punya naluri hati aku ni. Untuk meneruskan pembelian
Starlink
langganan ini. Ada sikit lah, ada sikit. Tak tentu lagi. Tunggu aku muhasabah diri. Aku
just,
kena
solat. How good it is. Istikharah.
Istikharah. Aku kena solat istikharah. Benda semua. Maybe sebulan. Maximum 2 bulan. And then kalau syok ke apa ke, okay lah. But we're talking about 10 times.
How shock can it be? I can assure you. 500 Mbps is aku rasa we've seen it, right? We've seen it, 500 Mbps. We're not talking about 500 Gbps. I understand. 2,100 for 500 Gbps, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
But you're seriously considering this?
No, not seriously considering.
But to the tail.
More like mildly considering. How about that? Mildly best, considering.
Best ni kalau cuba.
Syok. Lain macam rasa dia kan. Macam Ferrari lah kan. Aku terdetik nak beli Ferrari. Terdetik. Cuba tak berkemampuan. Tu je sebenarnya. Tapi kalau kau cakap, Ferrari ni dia makan minyak lah. 100 kilometer dia makan. Bodoh lah Ferrari bike. Kau beli Toyota. Memang lah. Tapi siapa tak nak Ferrari kan?
Okay, I agree with you on that sense. But with that price point, kau rasa benda tu boleh jalan ke kat Malaysia?
Yes. Oh, yes. You know why? Because they're not selling to the mass market. They're selling it to the ultra high premium T1%. And the T1%, look at RM2,000 a month as nothing, celah gigi, duit kopi sahaja, bro. So, yes, they are selling. And mind you, it will only get cheaper over time. And it will also get faster over time. Bak kata mantan Menteri Komunikasi Gobind Singh Dio, double the price, sorry, double the speed and half the price. And I think Starlink will go through that same process. I think we're looking at 1 Gbps at 1,000 ringgit over time. And of course, things will get faster and things will get cheaper over time. But for now, they don't mind selling at 500 Mbps at 2,100 ringgit because they just want to get the first, I don't know, 500 customer maybe. And then maybe ada yang bodoh sikit macam aku ni, jadilah 1,000 customer. And then they grow further and further. So, because when you talk about introducing a new product into the market, you want to try it with the early adopters, and there are early adopters in every segment of the market. Every segment of the market, there's always an early adopter. The first Apple Watch, by the way, was a shit thing. It was a horrible piece of shit, and yet there are still people buying it. Why? Because they are the early adopters. And today, now they have all these other product designs and all these other sub brands like Hermes and all that. Why? Because there are still early adopters for all and every single respect of the product. So I don't see this as any different from any other. This is still a consumer product. This is still a retail product. So there will be early adopters that will go for 2,100 Mbps Starlink, but it won't be much and it will be just fine. Starlink actually wants this. That's how I think it.
That would be definitely interesting to see lah. And of course, aku quote a bit untuk mereka yang mungkin terlepas pandang story tentang Starlink Premium ini. Of course, the RM2,100 is for the, I would say, the service, bayaran untuk service. Tapi pada masa yang sama, pengguna juga turut memerlukan perkakasan khusus untuk menyokong pancaran dari satelit dan perlu mengeluarkan kos banyak $2,500 sekitar RM10,000 untuk antena dan sebagainya. We are definitely going to keep a close eye on Starlink. I mean, dijangka akan diumumkan suku kedua tahun 2022. We definitely going to talk about it this year. On that note, kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita ke segmen seterusnya, segmen Ramalan atau Zoom.
Kopi, nadi penggerak dunia moden hari ini. Kopi yang enak dan berkualiti menjadi pasangan sesuai bagi mana-mana majlis sosial maupun formal. Blue Dome Coffee menyajikan kopi Ramon khas dari biji kopi yang premium disediakan dengan rapi oleh barista-barista handalan bagi memastikan setiap hirupan istimewa tanpa bandingan. Kunjungi Instagram ataupun Facebook at Blue Dome Coffee untuk maklumat lanjut. Cari kami di at Blue Dome Coffee hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke Podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Piz dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen keempat, segmen Ramalan atau Nuzum. Seperti biasa, aku dan Yem akan sembang tentang ramalan dia. Untuk kali ini, apa kau nak ramalkan untuk segmen kali ini?
Untuk kali ini, aku agak jelaslah. Aku nak ramalkan satu benda yang sangat menarik, iaitu tentang isu bagaimana kita nak, apa tadi? Kita nak plan kan produk-produk baru yang akan masuk pasaran. Ada satu berita yang menarik perhatian aku, iaitu berita tentang iPhone baru. iPhone SE 5G, iPad Air 5G yang akan dijangkakan diperkenalkan awal March tahun ini. Lagi sebulan lagi. Benda ni memang sangat important for us to understand sebab there's a lot of 5G products that are, sorry, 5G services that have already been launched in Malaysia. Enabled. Dekat Malaysia ada Yes, 5G, MNOs like Maxis dengan Celcom is expected to launch 5G nationwide by this year. Of course, dia ada isu dengan DNB dan sebagainya. Tak apa, itu memang ongoing. But whatever it is for the consumer, 5G services will be introduced to the market. Doesn't matter how we do it. And of course, we need products for it. Now, ramalan aku adalah ini. Tentang apakah yang akan dilaksanakan oleh syarikat-syarikat teknologi untuk memperkenalkan produk 5G pada harga yang murah. That's why I think the iPhone SE 5G is going to be a big deal because it's going to attack the mass market consumers.
Mm.
Now, this would be a gateway for these consumers to come in and buy Apple products for the first time. Mm. And ramalan aku adalah pertumbuhan dari segi pengguna dan pelanggan Apple untuk kategori dan segmen M40. Buat pertama kalinya M40 akan beli iPhone SE 5G dan itu akan merupakan peranti pertama Apple milik diorang. That's my ramalan.
I think that's fair enough sebab aku sendiri pun aku tak pernah own Apple punya phone. I only own iPad dan sebagainya. Aku pun consider juga untuk beli SE as a potential starter to my Apple journey. Sebab my wife pun dah start mula guna iPhone. And yeah, I do see macam-macam kau cakap lah. Kau dah cakap benda ni dah setahun lepas lah dengan aku. I do agree that Apple punya ecosystem is so enticing in terms of its security and its ability to just integrate everything, which is memang far melepasi apa yang boleh ditawarkan oleh Google. Definitely interesting. We will definitely be seeing this. March keluar, mungkin kita boleh tengok dia punya performance maybe in suku kedua atau suku ketiga. We'll be able to see how much these numbers how much of these phones have been sold to those in the M40. On that note, kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen seterusnya, segmen Baik Buruk.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke Podcast Amans bersama aku, Ampis dan juga Yim. Ini merupakan segmen kelima dan terakhir, segmen Baik Buruk. Seperti biasa, aku dan Yim akan bersembang tentang apa yang baik dan buruk yang kami lihat untuk minggu ni. Dan aku mulakan dulu. Aku rasa ada satu benda baik yang mungkin kita terlepas pandang dalam podcast-podcast sebelum ni. Iaitu Menteri Kesihatan Khairi Jamaluddin ada mengumumkan bahawa kerajaan sedang dalam usaha untuk merangka polisi supaya mereka yang lahir selepas tahun 2005 ni tak boleh ataupun diharamkan daripada membeli tobacco products ataupun ada produk-produk berasaskan tembakau. Dan ini termasuk rokok dan sebagainya. Aku rasa I heard this news masa Chinese New Year actually, and I'm so surprised and I'm so I so welcome this news lah. Basically, it's music to my ears.
Yeah, I think dia kata generational shift, something to that effect. Mindset di mana mereka yang dilahirkan selepas tahun 2005 tak silap aku.
Betul, 2005.
Tak boleh beli lagi produk-produk tembakau. And this is important, you know, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that Malaysia remains healthy. Malaysia can control our NCDs, non-communicable diseases like diabetes, type 2, and many others like heart diseases and all the other stuff in between, right? Mm. And I think this is very, very good. But I mean, this is not new. You're right. Benda ni disebutkan 2-3 minggu lepas. I understand. But generally speaking, it is still generally good news.
Yes.
Buruk untuk aku, I mean, sepanjang minggu ni kita pun dah tengok kan macam mana keadaan politik yang semakin gering dekat Johor. Kes-kes pun makin naik. You know, it becomes so ridiculous right now. Dulu kawan, sekarang lawan, lepas tu kawan tapi lawan. I mean, ingat tak yang Syed Saddiq hentam PKR adun? I mean, like, you know, I mean, like,
Friendly fire.
I mean, like, and then, like, you apologize. And then, macam, tak, sebenarnya, I nak attack. So, you attack. Kalau orang tu bukan daripada you attack lah. So, you're not attacking the real cause of the issue lah. Something like that. And then, everybody's like, So politics continues to be bad, and I think you know, some of the politicians really need to manage their own shit lah. I mean, it's really, really crazy. Yeah.
First, you it's need to check. Yeah. I don't know. Siapa bertanding di situ sebelum cakap anything lah. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I think he's just trying to be honest, but he doesn't tak realise apa sebenarnya. I mean, the magnitude of what he said, right? But
so macam ni, okay. So that is a sign of immaturity. Okay, you don't know what you're shooting lah, basically. Mm. The question now is, kita nak sampai bila nak panggil dia immature, bro? Dia dah jadi menteri, dia dah jadi MP President, for 5 years.
President party.
So dia nak immature sampai bila? You know. So.
Tapi itulah soalan yang perlu rakyat-rakyat Johor fikirkan dan juga kita.
I agree. You know? Betul.
Yeah, that will be the interesting thing and a great way to close this session of Podcast Minds. Terima kasih kerana bersama aku dan Yim untuk sesi ini. Seperti biasa, jika ada maklum balas dan sebagainya, hantarkan ke askan@aman.my. Aku dan Yim sentiasa mengalu-alukan pandangan anda. Sekian saja untuk sesi kali ini. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi yang akan datang.
Pandemic Flea Market yang bakal berlangsung pada awal tahun ini di Sapura Mines menawarkan ruang-ruang booth kepada mereka yang ingin memaparkan produk dan barangan untuk dijual kepada orang ramai. Sekiranya anda berminat untuk menjual produk menarik maupun ingin mendalami idea-idea kreatif usahawan tempatan, daftar di ruangan contact us di sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, PROPERTY.com.my.